Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
We are back, continuing on through the DC graveyard. My goodness, Mason, is it good to be back?
No.
Is it good to visit another movie where...
No, but continue.
Where the protagonist dies, sort of, at some point, and then comes back with supernatural abilities.
Somewhere in there, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe not in the movie, though, but there's that.
Yeah.
We'll get to it. There's just... You can't replace storytelling with a little animated montage.
It's not even a very good animated montage. No shade to the people who, like, made that, but it looks like a Flash Newgrounds animation. I guess that is shade. When I said no shade, I actually meant I hate this.
Is that why Strong Bad's in it? Love Strong Bad. Bring him back.
I agree. Anyways, leave a like if you could, because yes, we are working our way through some of the DC properties that didn't quite land either financially or commercially. This week, of course, we are talking about 2010?
Something. Sure, maybe.
Jonathan Hexagon.
That's all right.
So it's interesting.
A Western action adventure.
Well,
so
yeah.
Mystical and magical.
And if you didn't know going into this.
But not like, in an offensive way.
No, I don't think so. Mm. I don't think so. Mm. Like going into this, right.
I mean, offensive to my senses.
Of course, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Like from the start of this, if you didn't know, you'd be like, this is something, I guess, because it's like from Warner Brothers and Legendary Pictures and DC. That's like the Dark Knight crew.
Mm, yeah.
But then it's like Weed Road.
Yeah, right? That's great.
What's that?
Great question. Are you going to look it up now?
Yeah, I wasn't going to, but now that I say it out loud, I need to know what that is.
It might be Akiva Goldsman's production company.
It absolutely is Akiva Goldsman's production company. So there you go. Wow. So they are doing things. They're doing big, cool things.
Mm.
Yeah. So anyways, so this movie, right, it comes in at an hour and 21 minutes. And it feels like, you know, say like a Lord of the Rings, when it's like, do you want to see more of this? Do you want to flesh out the characters? Do you want some added depth to this world? This feels like it was a long movie, and then they just took a bunch of relevant stuff out of it that maybe like added to the pacing and maybe some character interactions and maybe even some, I don't know, maybe somebody said some cool lines.
Maybe some notable deaths or resurrections happened off screen. I felt the opposite. I felt like they didn't film enough to make a full movie.
Well,
like on the days. And then they were just like, can we just add some narration that explains what we forgot to film? But either way, whichever direction you're coming from, yeah, it feels like a not finished film.
Well, Josh Brolin, he said initially he hated the script. But later,
good instincts.
I think
Josh
so.
Brolin.
But later changed his mind, growing to like its tongue-in-cheek tone. Josh Brolin.
Wait, is that a tongue-in-cheek? Is that a?
It might very much be.
That's a reference, isn't it?
I think so. Josh,
tongue through cheek. I like its tongue through cheek message.
Follow-up piece of information. Josh Brolin later admitted that the film became unsalvageable due to its troubled production, but insisted that everyone involved, cast and crew, had sincerely wanted to make a good movie. I don't think that's like. Ever not the case, though,
sure.
Right? Is anyone ever just like, we all hate this, right? We're on the same
page?
Yeah,
we wanted to make something bad, right? Maybe there's a rare The Producers style production where they wanted it to lose money, but I don't think this was it.
No, absolutely
I don't think they
not.
Were like, we got to ride the coattails of this superhero phenomenon. Let's make a bad movie that makes everybody lose money
and also
and faith.
And if you didn't know, is this a superhero anything?
Great question.
The answer's no. Yeah. Hey, Mason, what's Jonah Hex normally? What's he about? You're a comic book person.
He's an Old West gunslinger.
Yep.
He broke the rules in a, I believe, in a duel with a Native American chieftain.
Wow.
And then they scarred his face.
Right.
And then he was just...
And then did he re-scar his face he does in this movie?
No, that's...
Just the one scar.
Just the one scarring, yeah.
So the chieftain in the comics, were they also played by John Malkovich?
No, they weren't played by anybody. They were played by a pencil and ink.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Pencil and ink, my favourite characters.
A famous comedy duo from the 50s. Very racist. But they've retconned it in this.
Yeah.
In this, he gets two scarrings. He gets one by the evil Quentin Turnbull.
Let's call him John Malkovich.
Oscar nominee John Malkovich.
Yeah.
Really hamming it up. Mm. And then he's like... He gets branded by a QT.
Yeah.
A QT brand.
It's a bit of a QT.
Yeah.
Well, he was.
Valentine's Day message gone wrong.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then he heats up a tomahawk, I think, and then he re-scars his face to get rid of the brand. And that results in the classic...
It's much...
Jonah Hex look. But traditionally, Jonah Hex, despite occasionally having maybe a time travel adventure or something, he's not traditionally like a mystical guy. He's just a good gunslinger.
So... For example, if he was to, like in the comics, touch a dead body and then it would come back to life and they'd wrestle and they'd tussle.
Yeah.
If that happened in the comics, would you be like, I don't think that's a thing he's ever done before?
I would say I don't think that's a thing he's ever done before or since, probably.
Yeah. I guess they wanted to give it that kind of mystical element, I guess.
Mm.
So John Malkovich, you mentioned.
Are you saying that CGI Gatling guns on a horse isn't enough?
Well,
not enough of a gimmick.
Well, look, let's get it out of the way up top.
Mm-hmm.
That's a cool thing I saw. I've got a couple of cool things that I saw in this.
You think? Are you saying cool sincerely?
It's cool enough.
Okay, all right.
So CGI Gatling guns on the side of a horse.
Yes,
pretty cool.
You think they wouldn't spook the horse?
Yeah, because he's like, oh, my horse couldn't carry, you know, four dead bodies. Maybe because you strapped two Gatling guns to it,
mm-hmm.
plus ammunition. So I was like, that's pretty cool. That's a nifty little thing. I just want to point out, we normally have Mason's minigun minute. This is not a minigun.
They were created by John Gatling.
That's right.
I think.
That's right.
Sounds like a joke I would make. No, I would say Chad Gatling.
Chad Gatling.
Mm.
And the second cool thing I've just written, there's a lot of explosions because John Malkovich.
Oh, a fun side note, if I may interrupt. The Gatling gun, it was actually Richard Gatling, and Gatling invented the Gatling gun to end war. Did you know that? He's like, it's mutually assured destruction. If everybody has a Gatling gun, nobody will use a Gatling gun. There's too much Gatling going on.
Or if I'm the only one with a Gatling gun, then I reckon I could probably end all the wars. I'll just take these on a horse to different, I don't know, castles? Where do I live? Where do I live? I'm Richard Gatling. Where do I live?
How'd that go, Richard Gatling? How'd that go, mate? Eh? I wish you end all wars, did you?
I'll bring you back from the dead. I'll slap you around a bit, Richard Gatling.
You stupid man,
Richard Gatling. But yeah, so John Malkovich is trying to destroy America. He's like, I don't like how they're making America. I'm going to put an end to America. I'm going to shoot a big Dragon Ball into America. He's got a magic Dragon Ball shooting machine that makes explosions. And it's interesting because Jonah Hex up top, he's like, I'm going to get my revenge on John Malkovich because he killed my family. But then he's like, oh no, in the intro to this movie, John Malkovich died in a fire.
Yeah.
And then he's like, what do I do now? I'll just be a bounty hunter. Kill Michael Fassbender, the guy who lit your family on fire. Kill that guy.
Yeah.
You know?
Also, he's not dead. A lot of henchmen left. It's wild that they went... There are two very important plot points in this movie. We mentioned, was this a movie cut down, or was this a movie that wasn't a movie to start with? Whichever way it was, it's fascinating. There are two major...
It's the wrong length, whatever it is.
There are two major plot points. One, the man that ordered the death of Jonah Hex's family.
Yep.
He dies... You think he died.
Yeah.
Then he's alive again later. And two, Jonah Hex becomes so close to death that he gets the mystical ability to commune with the dead.
Ooh.
And speak to them. But both of those things are in this weird animated intro.
Yeah.
And it's like, you think maybe we'd maybe want to see how John Malkovich nearly, you know, seemingly died. Because then we'd be surprised when he comes back. Or do you think maybe we want to see a scene where Jonah Hex realizes he can talk to the dead?
Absolutely.
That might be interesting, but... Didn't have time to film it, I guess.
I think the idea here was to make something not that interesting.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it seems that way. Don't you think? They intentionally did this.
Mm.
I think Josh Brolin is lying.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that they were trying to make a silly bad movie.
A producer style. Do you think maybe rather than the CGI Gatling guns,
yeah,
in the version we saw, do you think maybe in that initial scene he like whips the sheets off the side of his horse and he's just got like two valets just with rifles just hanging off the side of the horse like two hired dudes?
Yeah.
Just two hired servants who are like, we got him, boss.
And it's era appropriate, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's also strange because like they only kill Malkovich briefly because then he returns. What they could have said was like, yeah, he was captured, and then that bit where they robbed the train, he was on the train. And that's him escaped back in the world. That like, yeah, we need you, Jonah Hex is back in the world.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I guess they needed some time where Jonah Hex becomes a badass bounty hunter.
Yeah.
And why wouldn't he just go and kill Malkovich? But yeah, you're right. He could have just been like, well, he's in prison, so that's good as dead.
That's,
you know,
good,
what I mean?
As dead.
Mm.
In this world where I, this real world that I live in, this movie though, it's really one of those. Huh? They're in this movie. It's like it's that kind of movie. Because here we go. Megan Fox.
Mm-hmm.
Not much to do here. Disappointing.
Wears a corset that, to me, is upsettingly tight.
I agree.
But I don't know if there's some behind-the-scenes stuff of being like, she was passing out all the time.
I did read some trivia.
Or they CGI'd that waist. Probably not, though.
Maybe expensive. A combination.
Maybe.
Maybe they CGI'd out the passing out.
Maybe, yeah,
you
sure.
know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
John Malkovich, as mentioned. Will Arnett.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Shannon.
Yeah, that's one of the Oscar nominees.
There you go.
Yeah.
Wesley Bentley.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, who plays John Malkovich's son, who Jonah Hex betrayed because he didn't want to
burn down a hospital.
He didn't want to burn down a hospital. He didn't want to fight for the South. And so he touches him and brings him
back to life. I don't
know
if he didn't want to fight for the South.
Well, that's true. He didn't want to...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
No, he didn't,
he didn't want to follow orders is what he
and
didn't
he
want
didn't,
to do.
No, they specifically said, he was like, I don't want to do the slavery thing, because I think also in the comics...
Is that the exact quote?
Yeah, something like
I
that.
I don't want to do this.
I think...
Vibe check, guys. I don't want to do the slavery thing anymore.
Because I think in the comics he was a slave.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. They don't. Maybe they make that clear in the movies, but I don't know.
Wait, who else? Who? Lance Reddick is in this?
Oh, yeah, Lance Reddick is in this.
Playing pretty much the same role he plays in the John Wick movies, which is, your gun, sir.
Here's some things that you can use to kill some people with.
And thanks. I bid you adieu.
And and good night. I mean, in terms of movies, like, you know, often... Maybe I'll have a cutting insight. Maybe I'll have a remark. Maybe I'll link two different things together and be ooh, notice this. I haven't done any of that.
Oh, I was going to say, where's this going?
No, this is just I've written here. Things I saw happen.
Okay, great.
There's a bit where Jonah Hex vomits a bird.
He sure does, yeah. He comes close to death again, and the Native Americans are like, better do some of this magic.
Second thing.
You're going to be vomiting some birds. Just a little heads up.
It's a real bird. We put a real bird in you, by the way. It's not a magic bird. We put a bird in you.
Yeah. It's a bullet-eating bird.
I can't believe that Wesley Bentley was betrayed by John Malkovich. Who saw that coming? Everybody.
Oh, okay. Right.
And the fight with Fassbender at the end, it's okay, except for the absolutely bloodless, I'm pushing a guy into a propeller. Just come on. Indiana Jones even did it better, you know what I mean?
I do.
And that guy didn't even go into a propeller in the third movie. In the first movie, that guy went right into a propeller.
Sure.
Big spray of blood. Big good fun times all around. There's a big final fight at the end of this, though, isn't there? And it's strange because this is one of the scenes that makes me think there was more to this movie than we've seen.
I see.
Because there's a real fight going on with John Malkovich, and at the same time, there's a strange mind kind of like hypothetical.
Yeah.
Big kind of Joan Hex is kind of hallucinating, fighting the same guy but in a big red ditch.
Would you say it's a mind palace? Or maybe that's the afterlife.
I don't know.
Didn't we just had Constantine where there's the real world and then the hell is overlaid on the real world? I think maybe it's the same thing.
Why is Malkovich in both?
Great question.
I don't know.
We should email John Malkovich and ask him.
I feel like either this was, like, one of them was the original ending, or I don't know.
Yeah, that weird Netherrealm sequence was also earlier in the movie.
Yes.
And I'm wondering if maybe it was just leftover footage.
So do you think maybe earlier on they're like, you got to battle your demons, you got to exercise your demons.
Maybe that bit, maybe the bit where he beats up Malkovich in the Netherworld, maybe that was that was originally said earlier in the movie.
I would find that distracting. If I was having a fight with somebody, and in my mind I was fighting that same person on a different location
with
different footings, and maybe in one of them I've got a big coffin in the middle of the ground that I don't want to trip over, and I'm like, oh, which realm am I in? Which realm has the coffin I could trip over? Which has the big cog I can wedge his neck in? It's distracting, Mason. Anyways, he wins. He beats John Malkovich.
Yeah, because he increases the power of his punches by putting some booze on his hand and lighting it on fire.
Oh, yeah. Mm. That's fun, isn't it?
It is fun.
Doesn't
and
mind
it works.
Doing that. That's right. And the president.
And I'm going to show you later.
And the president says, Jonah Hex, we need a sheriff of America, which isn't a thing. I guess because he said, no, I don't want to be the sheriff of America unless you ever need me to be the sheriff of America, in which case, I'll do it. I'll do it. Give me money also. Anyways, like, I know a lot of people, like, including you, they love this movie.
I said from the outset this is a bad movie and I didn't like it.
You always say to me,
it's boring and the CGI is bad. And they were like, is he a gimmick guy or is he a magic guy? Like, pick one.
Yeah, and you're always saying to me.
Or neither. Pick neither. Yeah. Just make him an interesting character, which you didn't do. He's so ill-defined. He's like, I'm a man of honor and principle and I'll only do what's right. But also, I only do stuff for money.
That's right.
I don't care about you, but I don't care about anyone.
This is also the...
I only care about my family.
Who are dead.
They're dead, though.
Also, I feel like that prosthetic in real life seems more painful wearing that on set than if you got actually burnt. Because he just looks like his mouth is, like, stretched open at one side. Apparently, he couldn't eat anything when he had it on. It's just not a good situation.
You could stick a straw through it, though.
You could stick a straw
through it. Have a thick shake.
Have a big, thick shake. Oh, my God. Anyway, you love this movie, and a lot of people always say, I love this movie. They email me all the time and they say, James, me and Nick Mason, we love this movie. But for me, I thought it was joyless and not compelling in any way, and it's just kind of confusing that everybody thought this was anything, I guess. Anyways, it's time for Jonah Hexvia. Jonah Hex trivia.
Okay, great.
Megan Fox considers this to be her worst movie. Probably.
Yep.
That's probably true.
Mm-hmm.
Francis Lawrence, who you might know as the director of Constantine, among other things, he was ushered in late in production to do some reshoots.
Oh.
So they were trying to salvage this, which means it was shorter and then it was longer.
Probably the Netherrealm stuff.
I don't. I don't know. They should have put the nether.
He was like, you know, you should put you have two layers of reality. Put two layers of reality. Worked gangbusters for me. I tell you what.
Just to be clear, my heart's not in this. I don't want to do this, but I do want the money.
Don't put my name on this.
His name isn't on it. You're absolutely right.
I want my legacy to be Constantine, and that's it.
And I Am Legend, and all of the Hunger Games movies.
Oh.
Anyways, this also released on the same day as Toy Story 3. So it was 2010. There we go.
Not a lot of crossover there, but I mean,
no.
That does explain why didn't do well, I'm assuming.
Well, here's the thing, right? This movie is probably for
stupid
people. Maybe say people who are our age, who were our age then.
Okay, right.
You know, whatever our age
so
is now.
So 21 minus, these days.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
But like.
Youthful
in,
now.
In 2010, even though I was an adult.
Yes.
I'm seeing Toy Story 3. I'm not seeing this.
Mm.
Obviously, I'm going to see Toy Story 3. Funnily enough, though, director Jimmy Haywood, who directed some of this, how much, I don't know. He's actually a former animator at Pixar, and he worked on the first two Toy Story films.
You think this is a deliberate snub by Pixar?
I don't know what this
is. You think maybe he left on bad terms from Pixar and they're like, let's crush his movie. Go on, let's do it. When's he releasing John Hex? Yeah, let's get him.
But yeah, it was crushed.
More like Dixar.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yep.
Agreed. More like Dixar.
More like Dixar. So the box office of this, it cost $47 million, but it only made $11 million.
That's less.
That's so much less.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of those things where I've always known it existed, but I've never had any inclination to watch even a single second of it.
Now we have.
Now I've seen it, and now I have to live with that, just like Jonah Hex.
I think you'll forget it very soon.
Yeah, I guess. Well, at least I'll always have this video. And next week's video. And I bet you're thinking, Mason, what is next week's video?
Green Lantern.
It might be.
Okay. Oh, is there a one in the middle?
Well, this is for the bonus thing.
Oh, yeah.
I'll just say here's a hint, so I can put that in later. Here's a hint. We could also do The Losers.
Oh, yeah. Some people said The Losers.
Yeah, so I don't know. Because maybe, like, do we do The Losers and save Green Lantern for whenever they do a Green
Lantern? That's another Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
That's
two Jeffrey Dean Morgans in a row. Here's the thing. The thing about The Losers is I quite enjoyed it when I saw it at the movies. And I think I saw it again on something and I'm like, I still enjoy this. I wonder if my illusions would be shattered if I watched it again.
Illusions.
Love it.
Thanks. Anyways, yeah, if you do want to see that early, though, which why wouldn't you? You love early videos, don't you?
Everybody? You love early videos, don't you? You out there.
You can head over to our Patreon.
I'm looking at you.
Me.
Yep.
I do love early videos.
Yeah.
At bigsandwich.co, where if you do want to sign up, it's $9 a month. There's early videos. There's a bunch of exclusive stuff that goes up there, including movie commentaries, including bonus podcasts, including our podcast, The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. If they ever decide to do anything with Jonah Hex ever again in a movie, well, you best believe that we talk about it there.
We'll be back, yeah.
Because now I've got a frame of reference for it.
He's in the Justice League cartoon.
He is. And he's going to live action something, isn't he?
Is he?
He did a live action something.
Oh.
For the CW something.
The movie?
Maybe.
I don't Jonah know. Hex?
No, Mason.
Oh, he's probably in Legends of Tomorrow. But he's in Legends of Tomorrow.
He might be.
Mm-hmm.
He might be.
Nice.
He might be. Anyways, if you do have any suggestions for the DC graveyard, what is it? Tell us.
Yeah.
Or just anything that you'd like us to look at. I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies on Twitter.
I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
Thank you to both Ben and Lawrence for the edit, and we'll see you on the next video.
Go grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week. Jonah Hex.
I thought this would be shorter, because, like, there's not much to it.
Right?
But, you know, this is the longest video we've ever done.
And the last video we'll ever do.
I hope so.
Mm-hmm.
It sucked all the energy out of me, I reckon. This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.